Praise God, you're listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. Praise God. Welcome to Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. I am Brother Keith Fields. I'd like to give a shout out to everyone on Podomatic. Blessings to you. And just shoot me a message. Let me know you're listening. And for those of you that would like to listen on Podomatic, you can just type in your browser and on the internet and type in Kingdom Ministries 1.podomatic.com, and that will bring you to the Kingdom Concepts podcast. Hallelujah. And you can drop a line, leave a comment there. You can subscribe to the podcast and pick up shows that you may not have heard on the radio or elsewhere. You can also listen to Kingdom Concepts on iTunes. Hello to all of you who are listening on iTunes, and may the protection and favor of God rest upon you. Hallelujah. If you like to listen to iTunes and you're looking for a podcast, you want to hear the word of God and be encouraged, you can find the Kingdom Concepts Internet and Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry on iTunes. Amen. And while you're on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook at the Kingdom Concepts Internet and Broadcast Ministry Facebook page. Hallelujah. And while you're on Facebook, come on over to Kingdom Ministries Facebook page and drop us a line, leave a comment, read the notes, interact, find out what Kingdom Ministries is up to and what we're doing. Let us know what you're doing and what you're up to. Praise God. And also to all of you who are listening on 1540 AM radio in Syracuse, that's Love Radio 1540 AM. Thank God for you. And if you want to contact me and let me know that you're listening, you can call into the station and you can leave a message of what you think. And if you're blessed by the program, if any of the listeners are blessed by the program, you can contact me, Brother Keith, at Kingdom Ministries 1 at Verizon.net. Hallelujah. Amen. And if the Lord puts it on your heart, feel free to give us a gift or a donation to help support us as we publish the word of God into all the nations and ascribe unto the Lord a great name. Hallelujah, that he already has, that we will proclaim it. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you've been blessed, if we've helped you at all, help us to keep coming to you. And just drop us a line. Amen. Hallelujah. Our goal is not to beg for money. Our goal is to lift up the Lord and to reflect the love of Christ in our communities in a world where darkness is abounding. Hallelujah. And to do that, we need the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We need the love of God operating in us. And how do we operate in the power of God? If we want to operate in the power of God, we must believe in him. We must put our faith in him. Wouldn't it be absurd to ask God to put his faith in us? But in fact, that is exactly what we do when we are entrusted with doing the work of God, but we're more concerned with what we want than what God wants. When we say that we believe God and that we love God, but we think about ourselves more than we think about God, we spend more time on what we're doing than on what God is doing. We trust ourselves more than we trust God. We listen to ourselves more than we listen to God. Amen. But we can't be more concerned with what we want than what God wants if we want to operate in the power of God. We can't be more concerned with controlling the things of God than submitting to the things of God. It's very important that we walk humbly before our God. It's very important that we have the love of Christ in our hearts and that we're seeking to uplift others. Just as Christ laid down his life for us, we're called to lay down our lives for others. And it doesn't mean that we have to die for others, but more to the point, we have to live for others. Amen. So if we want to operate in the power of God, we have to be careful that we're not too concerned or too caught up in controlling what God is doing. We have to let God work. We have to get out of the way. We have to be able to recognize God's hand, and we have to be able to cooperate, to follow, to flow with what God is doing. We have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We have to recognize who's who in the kingdom of God, who God is raising up among us, who God is sitting down among us, who God is sending out from among us, who God is sending in among us. We have to be able to recognize these things in order to operate in the power of God. And not only recognize these things, but we have to be able to accept these things and submit to these things and work along with these things. And many times it's our self-interest and our desire for control that stands in the way of the move of God among us. Is that it is us many times that restricts us from operating in the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. If we want to operate in the power of God, we must live lives that are pleasing to God. God is a holy God. And God is a righteous God. He's almighty and he is wise. He does not need our counsel. He doesn't need our instruction. In fact, it's the other way around. It's so easy for us to get into the mode of looking for God to please us. For it's easy to get into the mode of trying to mold God to who we think he should be, instead of letting him mold us into who he thinks we should be. Instead of us submitting to what he has said, or submitting to what he is saying, being obedient to what he is doing, and willing for what he is going to do, ready for what he is going to do, willing in what he is doing. Hallelujah. We have to submit and we have to live lives that are pleasing to God if we want to operate in the power of God. We have to give ourselves over to God and to trust God. We have to trust God as much as we can with all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. To the point to where we trust our very lives with God. Hallelujah. We have to trust that God is able, that all things are possible with God, that God can lead his people and he can build his church. Hallelujah. If we want to operate in the power of God, we need to believe that God can lead his people. That God can build his church. Oh yes, faith without works is dead. Yes, that's right. But when we work, we work. Sometimes we have to let God work, and God can work through us. But if we're not submitting to God, and if we're doing things under our own power, according to our own understanding, by this business model or that business model, or by this tradition or that tradition or this theory or that theory, we can totally miss the move of God, and we can totally shut ourselves out from the ability to receive and to operate in the power of God. We must trust God, and we're going to have faith and get out of the boat, and we might have to do things differently. Sometimes we might have to go forward without a plan. Sometimes we might just have to go and let God work it out. We might just have to open up the door and then let God do the rest. We might just have to step out of the boat and trust that God is going to sustain us. And we might just have to resist that urge to micromanage the work of God. Hallelujah. If we want to operate in the power of God, we must have our faith centered firmly in God. Not in our wisdom, not in our methods, not faith in our resources. Our faith must be centered firmly in God. And we must be seeking to please God, not ourselves, if we want to operate in his power. It's natural to ask, what about me? It's natural to think about those things that you feel that you need. It's natural to have wants and desires. And it is beneficial to live a life that's pleasing to God. And if you want to operate in the power of God, You have to submit to God. And if you submit to God, you will have the desire to live a life that's pleasing to God. Amen. If we want to operate in the power of God, we must have faith in God, and we must live by faith in God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man. The weak things of God are stronger than the power of man. Hallelujah. Our faith should be in the power of God, not in the wisdom of man. We can take surveys and compile statistics and examine demographics and apply models and work by paradigms and rubrics and, oh, how sophisticated we can be. Hallelujah. Man has achieved things that are literally unreal. Man's wisdom is definitely a marvel, but it's nothing compared to the power of God. The power of God worked through a young virgin girl. The power of God has worked through donkeys. The power of God has worked through little shepherd boys. And the scripture even says that if we will not praise God, that God has the power to raise up rocks to praise Him. Hallelujah. The power of God. Why wouldn't we have our faith centered in the power of God? Why would we choose our wisdom over our Creator? Sometimes it's just hard to step back because we've gone so far, because we have so much at stake, because we have so much invested. Sometimes it's hard to step back and let the power of God manifest where it will manifest. To let the power of God work the way that it would work. Because God will take the foolish things of the world. God will take the low things of the world. The things that we despise, the things that we don't have confidence in, the things that we cast out. The scripture says that the stone that the builders rejected is the cornerstone. And as believers, we understand that that cornerstone is Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And he came into the world that to save the world. And the world did not recognize him. The world didn't see him. The world loved darkness. The world loved its own ways more than it loved him. The Word of God manifested in the flesh and sat and taught in the temple.
Yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless
war. And the wisdom of man asked the living Word of God, by what authority do you teach? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, help us to recognize you. Help us to operate by your power. Help us to receive. Help us to believe. In Jesus' name, we pray. You've been listening to Kingdom Concepts. I'm Brother Keith Fields.
Play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, 'cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. That's not preaching. And heaven knows the teachers that's not teaching. Oh, heaven knows the politicians are stealing. Oh, heaven knows. Heaven knows the ones that are out there killing. Oh, heaven knows. Woo! That the world needs a revival. We walked away from the Bible. Oh, oh, yeah. Heaven knows that the world needs healing. Oh,
heaven knows
that somewhere.